Good evening, everyone. It's 6 p.m. Welcome to the open meeting of the 2024 Election Review Committee. Tonight, we will, I guess, begin with the roll call by Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Bishop?
Here.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Here.
Councilmember Patrick?
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor? Vice Mayor Taylor. Madam Mayor.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. And I'd like to introduce our two election judges that are sitting with us tonight, Kim Nay and Jay Capella. Welcome and thank you for being here. And Councilmember Taylor, would you please read the vision statement?
I've got it up. Oh, it's right here. Yeah, I'm just going to read it off the wall. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other, individually and collectively, while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Okay, thank you. Five present council members will be serving as election officials, in addition to the two election judges who have joined us, and the city clerk will be our election supervisor, and we will turn the night over to her now.
So I'm going to give everybody kind of a brief rundown while I wait for our chair to get back with the second copy of the preliminary results and the tallies, which you have to compare, because that's the first thing on our list. So tonight we're going to go over the preliminary election results, and we count on you guys as the Election Review Committee to be our second and final set of eyes on it. So the election board, which had six election judges, has already looked at them once, but we are all human. So I really would like you guys to look over it, make sure everything is matching down the two copies. Then I have the master voter registration list that I'm just supposed to show to you guys. This is not what we use as far as the precinct register. It should be the same as the precinct register, but it has the voting history on there. So I guess if somebody were not to be in our register, in our precinct register, we could see on here. But it's just one of the things that you guys have to put your eyes on it at this meeting. Then we will go on to comparing and going through the absentee ballots. So for our absentee, we have some that get mailed out if people request them by form. So some have not come back in. So you'll take, you know, you'll take a look at those, make sure that they are done properly. Make sure that they're in our precinct register. So once they are done, you know, once you have validated that they are a registered voter and it's a valid vote, then you'll put a sticker on it saying, yes, this is one's good. If there is one that is not valid, whether they're not in the register or they did not complete the form correctly that's on the front, then you'll put that it's a rejected oath. They go in a separate pile. Once we have sorted through all of them, then we will have a motion to accept all of them minus whatever, or just to accept all of them depending on how your findings go. From there, we will open up all of the approved ballots because they are in an envelope. Inside that envelope, they will be in a ballot envelope, and that will go into our ballot box. I will show everybody the ballot box is empty prior to us putting anything in. Then we will go through and you guys will look at and deem whether our question ballot is a valid vote and voter, a qualified voter. And that will follow the same process of approving it by motion or denying it by motion. If it's approved, it'll be opened and then put into the ballot box. We don't have any special needs ballots today, so we won't have to do the process for that. And then from there, I will break you down into groups. We will have two people tallying, each having a watcher over them. And this is where Jay and Kim really come into play, because since Mike is on the ballot, he's not allowed to participate in this portion of the meeting. They will each have those watchers making sure that they don't mess up, because we're all human and it's easy when you're doing tallies and it's repetitive to kind of make the wrong movement. We will also have one person reading the ballots from the ballot box with them having a watcher. Again, checks and balances, making sure we're all on the right and even playing field. That wasn't the right words, but you know what I mean. Making sure we're all good. Then from there, we will take the totals from the absentee ballots as well as the totals from our preliminary results the night of, and we will go through and finalize the election results for the entire election. Then we will have a motion to pass them. And then after that, I have certificates of election for the four people who are going to be elected. The mayor will sign them. I will sign them. And then we will adjourn. Thank you. I'm very happy you don't live in Rink Creek. All right. So thank you for bearing with us while we kind of stalled here for a second. All right. So the first thing we're going to do is I, as the election supervisor, and Kim Day as the election board chair, will both provide our preliminary results. We will pass it down the table. We will start with Shelley. Jay doesn't need to be part of this. She was there the evening that they were done. And please compare, make sure they are the same. Make sure the numbers add up. If you need a calculator, if you don't have a cell phone, I can probably find one back in Ben's area. Just to kind of help you read them. Not that we have anybody online, so I'm not going to worry about it. You're going to have the top person who's running for the seat, and then you'll see a second or third or fourth name if that write-in had a minimum of 5 votes received. If they did not receive those 5 minimum votes, then they are just in that bottom line, and it'll tell you there were 10 write-ins, which received a total of 13 votes. That's kind of how to read those. And then the other thing to know, on the very last page where it says all the totals, the absentee ballots not returned, that is not the right verbiage that I should have put there. It was the absentee ballots that were out, whether those were the early in person or the ones that were mail out at ballots on the night of the election. They don't have those ballots, so they can't count them. So we need to know how many are unaccounted for as far as they have been given, but they have not received them. So I will fix that for next year. But if you would like to take a look, we do ask that there's no side chatter while we do this process. And if anybody needs to use the restroom or anything, please let me know, give me a little wave, and we'll take a quick recess.
So just to clarify, I'm comparing these two.
To make sure that they are the same, and then making sure that the numbers are also the same. While we're working on that, we're also going to take our tally sheets, and I'm going to start at the opposite end, and we would like you to go down and compare. So on the tally sheet, you'll notice on the top, excuse me, on the top, they'll have the seat number and then the sheet. For some of our sheets, we had so many write-ins that it's going to be sheet 1 of 2 or 2 of 2. So they're in chronological order right now. So if you can look through those and make sure that everything lines up and that they are the same, that would be awesome. If I give you guys, Rachel, if I give you a paper, can you write the totals for the top candidate? And then if there's anybody who has less than 5 votes, total all of those write-ins. So that way you guys can compare it to this list.
Yes. Do you want me to vote? Yeah, I'll give you a paper. Just because you guys are going to. Yeah, you guys are going to have to do that anyways to compare it to the preliminary. You have to look through it. It's okay. We're not in a rush. Yep, and I'm going to have somebody else do it. Jim, I might have you do it as well, just so we have double check. Well, if the numbers compare, then we only need to do it. That's why I check the numbers on the totals, and then if those are the same, then we can. That's fine. So if they have more than 5, their total, and then the totals of all together of everybody who's less than 5. I'm okay with them looking through numbers because it's not changing anything, reading votes or tallying. I believe when it, he's not going to be making the motions, and I don't want him part of the tallying of the new ballots. And next year, I will make a cheat sheet for you guys. I'm learning every year.
Correct, that's fine. And then you can just compare.
Unless you really want to do math again, but I think two people doing it separately is plenty.
We can have the same thing.
Yep, and so you're going to do that for each seat that comes by. And then you want to take the preliminary results and check those off of the screen.
Total votes is 89.
We don't need to know the grand total for that seat. We just need to know the total for the most votes, if anybody else was over 5, and then the how many people with how many votes. Where do you want to make sure these compare to check the numbers off of here? So 34 18.
Make sure that we
All right. They look good to me. Does anybody have any concerns? Did you find anything that was not matching between tally sheets or preliminary results? All right. Thank you. The next thing I'm going to pass around is just the master list of registration. There's really nothing for you to look at other than, yes, this is the master list for Gustavus. When it gets to you, would you be able to place it back? I know it's a lot to ask. Okay. There are a lot on the master list, and people always have concerns about people who they know don't live here anymore, who have passed on. So it takes 8 years for somebody to fully fall off the records. So if they've been inactive for 4 years, the state sends out letters to them. If they don't hear back, they send another letter. If they don't hear back from that, then they are put on an inactive roll for another 4 years. At that point, they try to reach out again. Same thing. Second time, and at that point, then they fall off. They are, State of Alaska is part of a program, I believe it's called the ERIC program, which is an optional thing that they can opt into where states share information. So if somebody pops up that they're registered in another state, they will receive a letter saying, which state do you want to be registered in? Not all states are part of that though. And then if somebody passes away, it's going to take the 8 years unless a family member or a close friend who can fill out the information accurately comes and fills out a certificate of death, which then we can send in to have them removed off the rolls. So it takes a while. People always get some concern when they see that, but they don't want to remove anybody too soon and, you know, enable somebody's ability to vote. So they err on the side of caution.
I was just wondering what the total number is. I don't see the total number.
It'll be on the precinct register.
Okay.
The next item I'm going to pass to you are all of the election judges' oaths. If you want to, you can look through there. We had 13 on our resolution, one who was a substitute for us that we didn't need, but the state ended up using. So there's only 12 election judge oaths in there. They sign them the day of when they come in to work their shift. The next two items that I'm going to pass down are our special needs voter list, as well as a spoiled ballot register. These are items that if we had a special needs voter come in, or a personal representative come in for a special needs voting, they would fill this out, as well as the oath and affidavit envelope. We did not have anybody use this resource this year, so it is blank, as well as we have our spoiled ballot register. This would be if somebody were to make a mistake or, you know, something like maybe they accidentally showed their ballot, you know, to an election official, any something like that, we would spoil that ballot, meaning we would rip it in half and it would go into an envelope and we'd mark the ballot number on here and then they would get another ballot. An individual can have up to a total of 3 ballots on election day to vote or during that early absentee voting. We did not have any spoiled ballots this year, so this is also empty. These will come in play when it comes down to our final accounting of ballots. But I want you to witness and see that there is nothing on those. The next item coming down is going to be our precinct register. Everything in here is private record, not for the public to see. You guys as election officials, you may see it, obviously, and the voter count, Shelley, is 579 voters are in our precinct roll.
Yes, this is Shelley. When people sign up with another state, I gather that's not subject to the four-year procedure.
If they are part of that program where they are notified, mm-hmm. that both states are part of that program, then the states will reach out to that voter asking them which state they are to be registered mm-hmm. in.
Okay, so there's not a four-year time limit or anything on our side. We just get notified by the other state.
Correct. Eventually. And I believe if they don't hear back, then it goes into the other four-year set. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak to that 100%, but we can always reach out to our state election mm-hmm. Board, and they can, well, not okay. board, but office, and they can let you know.
Okay, thank you. Just curious.
All right, so the next couple items I'm going to show you, I'm not going to pass yet because we will pass around. We have our question ballot register, which we had one question ballot. This is the question ballot with the oath and affidavit. This one, so my duty as the election supervisor is when we have a question ballot to make sure they are a valid voter. For some instances, somebody might not be on our roll, and so that means I have to call into the state Division of Elections and have them look it up by the identifier that the individual provides on here. In this case, this individual had requested a mail-out absentee ballot. That the individual ended up not traveling to the state where they were supposed to receive it, so they could not bring it into us. So they had to fill out a question ballot just so we can do our double checking to make sure that no votes come in twice. And so this will come up when we do our question ballot as well as the absentee ballots. So that's kind of the back history on this one. So this person is a valid voter in the city of Gustavus, and we'll get to more detail after we do our absentee ballots. For this next section, I'm going to ask Mike if you could scooch to either end of the table. Probably this end's better because you wouldn't have a ballot box in front of you. Just because you are a candidate, I can't have you be part of this process, but you are more than welcome to watch. Or if you really want to relax, you can sit in the empty audience. Up to you. And then I'm going to, I'm going to have Shelley is going to read the name. Jim, I'm going to have you look in the register. And if they're in the register, then you will let Rachel know whether they are, if they are, and then it'll be accepted. And I'll show you how to mark it on here. And then Kyle, I'm going to have you kind of sit, I guess, in the middle, if you can, because I'm going to have you be the last, like another set of eyes on making sure all of them are filled out correctly. So reasons why an absentee ballot would not be accepted is they're not registered in Gustavus, meaning they were not on our roll. The voter is not a resident of the city of Gustavus. The voter did not certify and cast a ballot before a person authorized by law to administer oaths. For us, we have that they are by an election official or by a witness. And those are for the ones who are mailed out. Obviously, they're not going to have an election official there. So it just needs to be a witness statement, or the ballot was not cast before the close of polls. So if a ballot is rejected, you will circle the rejected. You'll see it. It's kind of fine print when you get up closer. And then you're going to write the ballot. So these ballot stickers are in alphabetical order, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way through Z. We shouldn't need them. There's 25 absentee ballots that came back out of 31 that were sent out. There's 26 letters in the alphabet, so we should be good. And then if you can mark the reason why it's rejected. If it's accepted, you're just going to hit circle accepted. And then these are going to go on the backside of the oath and affidavits envelope. And then they're going to go into two piles, an accepted and a rejected. And then we'll move from there. So you're going to read out the name of the individual, and you're going to give a preliminary scan of it. Jim's going to find the individual in our precinct roll, and that's going to tell us, yes, they are a valid voter in the city of Gustavus. We're going to let Rachel check off the labels. So this is going to be teamwork.
Do I need a black
pen? I will give you a pen. I have one right here for you.
I'm supervising all stations.
You get to sit over here, and you kind of get to be a supervisor as well, as I want you really taking a look at making sure the oath and affidavit form is filled out correctly.
Okay.
With this, here is the register list. So you can see that we had the 31 folks. It's marked on here whether they were mail-out ballots or whether they were in person. The individual who ended up doing a question ballot, I did highlight that person's name for you, so you can make sure while you're doing this, maybe at the end, that person did truly not receive an absentee ballot. And then you can also see the folks where they did not return them.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually turns out that that person who's highlighted was also the last mail-out absentee person, so everything above that should have a second return date. If they don't, then those are we can't account for them because they never were returned. So that'll come into play when we do our final tabulations.
So I just read off
notes? Nope, not these. You get to do the actual ballots. But if you guys want to pass that down and just take a glance, some people might not be familiar with it. I put these in alphabetical order for you, so it should go fairly quickly. I remembered last year we were flipping all through the place, and it was a little bit of a hassle.
Yeah, we're not checking these just yet.
Right. You can look at the list. But it's just a list of everybody who's here. But that's more to show you that we have five that were not returned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
you're going
to... I'm looking at these to see if it looks like they're filled out correctly.
Yep. And then you're going to give the name, and then Jim's going to look up the individual.
Okay.
And then you're going to say yay or nay. And Rachel will wait to both you and Kyle mm-hmm. give her thumbs up or thumbs down.
Starts with the letter A.
That's Atkins.
Atkins.
Okay. And I just circle accepted or rejected.
Correct. And if it's rejected, then we give the reason why, because then I will send out a letter.
Yes, Michael Atkins is on the
and
list.
And I put in the ballot number.
Okay, so then you need to say
yay.
Pass it to Kyle. Kyle will give the final one, and he'll give Rachel the final ruling. So thrilling, yep. Isn't it?
Yay.
Barker, Leland.
And I put the ballot number.
Okay. So that's here.
Right here.
You're just going to put
yay.
Yay.
The A.
Whatever the one is there.
Bonadilla.
Leland Barker. Yay.
Is that not working?
It is.
Okay.
Bonadilla. Artemis.
And I stick it on there?
Yep.
Yay for Bonadilla, and all.
Yay.
And here's.
Thank you for putting yourself in that place. Okay.
Yeah.
Rachel, Judith.
Yay.
Yeah. I guess I don't see yay. Button, Jane.
You know what?
That means she was probably a mail at one if it just says AVO.
Yeah.
Cook, Sharon.
I stopped using
that. Yay. Here's Cheryl.
Cook Mary. Oops.
Yeah.
Cook Mary.
Yay.
VZIK, Vizikowitz, Peter.
Yes. You can pronounce it. Mm-hmm.
Gallagher Joyce.
That'll work.
Gallagher Joyce is a yay. Sherman, Emily. We have some of these folks, the residence addresses don't contain the city. It says residence address with city. And Gallagher too didn't have her city listed. I don't think.
That's okay.
Okay. Oh, it would have to be Gustavus.
Emily Herman is a yay.
Howell Julie.
Old Julie is a yay. There.
Jensen Lynn.
Lynn Jensen.
Going, Ken. What?
The block of with city.
You know, it says with city, and nobody else was in the city. Some people do. With the zip code, too. That was me. But, of course.
Alan Ken is a yay.
Nielsen Sean. N-E-I-L. That's the one.
Oh, Sean Nielsen. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and Shelley, who listed her city and state and zip code.
Shelley K. Owens, but here she's looking at the Shelley Owens.
Take the signature.
Shelley Owens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ross Laura, who I always call Lori.
Yay. Yeah.
Russell Frank. I like the way you put the alphabet tabs. That was nice. I'm
Frank Russell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Good, we can check it.
Yeah, I mean, we've got an Otto F. Russell, but
that's
no.
That's the same person.
Oh, okay. Otto F.
Here, you can check by this and the
last on the bottom.
Yep, and so AKID is 052-0528447.
Yeah.
Sadler Ben.
Ben Sadler. Yay.
Stansbury Colleen.
Stansbury Colleen is a yay.
Taylor Bryan.
Brian Taylor is a yay.
Uncle William.
William, Uncle Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle William is a yay.
Angelo Phoebe.
Phoebe Vanslow is a yay.
Walker down.
Yeah. John Walker is a yay.
Would not get back.
Yeah, Woodruff is a yay.
Yeomans, yeah. Amy.
Amy Yeomans is a yay. Yeah. Yay, we're done.
With one part. So, Rachel, can you hold up the one that was not accepted, that was rejected, and show everybody else why so that everybody can see?
Yes.
Since it slipped through.
It was not signed by an election official or a witness.
No, so the oath was not completed.
Okay.
Therefore, we cannot accept that one. So, Kyle, I believe you're set to make the motion. So, if Rachel can tell you what letter that ballot was assigned, you'll go with the option two of suggested motions with A through whatever the end was, minus.
What is the final number though? So we do A through A. Everything minus.
Correct. Why?
Kyle Bishop here. I move that the Election Review Board accept question ballots A through Y minus ballot K that was not eligible to vote in the city of Gustavus.
All right, Rachel Patrick, second motion. That vote is not eligible due to the fact that she did not fill out the oath and affidavit.
Yeah, she's eligible to vote.
It's not a valid.
She did valid vote. It wasn't a valid submission.
One moment. Can you redo that motion? That was my fault with wording. Yes. And change it that it was rejected due to not filling out the oath. Since we only had one, we can be specific with it. Does that work?
Kyle Bishop, I move that the Election Review Board accept question ballots A through Y minus ballot K that was not filled out properly.
Rachel Patrick, I second that motion.
All right, we have a motion by Kyle Bishop to accept the absentee ballots A through Y minus K that was not filled out properly, seconded by Rachel. Council Member Taylor is going to abstain from this, correct? All right. So that moves us on to Council Member Moskoviac.
Yes.
Council Member Bishop?
Yes.
Council Member Patrick?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Motion passes. And I just figured out why that was not the right wording, because I did the question ballot. I chose to do the question ballot second. So I should have had you flip the page. So, all right. So with that, I would like to do this question ballot before we open the ballots, if everybody is okay with that, just because I want you to be able to go through to make sure that this individual does not have one in there. I've checked it, but I want to make sure we do our due diligence. So I'm going to now give you the question ballot. I'm going to have you check in the register, Jim, just like before. And there should only be one of these because it matches our one on here. So that adds up. So this is going to stay here. And then we'll kind of do the same thing with our motion.
Okay. White, Miller.
White Miller is listed on here.
So he's in the register.
Yep.
So yeah.
Because he came in and he signed. Mm-hmm. But now what we also need to do is he was one who had wanted a mail-in absentee ballot. He was mailed one, but he did not go to the state in which it was mailed. So he came in and voted. So I need you to also go through, and thankfully they're in alphabetical order, and make sure that you did not receive an absentee ballot from that individual. Once you can assure that, yes, he was a valid, eligible voter, and that he did not send in an absentee ballot, then I will, yep, then we can make a motion to accept that ballot. Could you also label on that sticker question ballot A?
Yeah.
Accepted. Wonderful. So, Rachel, you can go to page one. Can you go with suggested motion, the first one under number two, okay, where it says KB? Can you do that one since counted the other? And that will be question ballot A.
I, Rachel Patrick, move that the election review board accept question ballot A that have been properly cast by voters registered in the city of Gustavus.
I'll second that.
All right. It has been moved to accept the question ballot A that have been properly casted by a registered voter in the city of Gustavus by Rachel and seconded by Jim Muscoviac. I know, but I meant to go by last names. Sorry. By Rachel Patrick, seconded by Jim Muscoviac. We will do a roll call vote. Again, Councilmember Taylor will abstain. So, Councilmember Muscoviac?
Yes.
Councilmember Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Motion passes. Yes, we will take a 5-minute recess.
Okay. I'm updating what we're doing. So the Ruben came out with a new elected official booklet and training, and I think that's what we're going to go with because it pretty much covers everything. And I'll come in a copy of the primer. I think it's important to make more. They were going to leave it in this binding too. And then
9 years, huh?
And then we'll supplement them.
You're so lucky.
No, there was a meeting to form association. And this is. And then Anyway, he wanted to attend a meeting and he sat in the library.
I'm going to.
Somebody would propose something, he's the whole guy. Unwarranted, respectable.
Yeah, and if you want to email it to me, I can throw it up on the finish. Sure, that way, it's one less stop for you.
Right, and I'll remind all the committee members.
But the most consequential thing, talk about Ms. Chancellor, I've ever done in my life,
probably.
I was involved in conversations. I wasn't really too involved until they talked about
law. I'll just put it on my calendar so you know that I'm working through things. Sometimes.
But I got it.
Yeah.
Jim Rosen. I used to bear him. And he knew a lot about it. He said, I'm going to meet with my friend, Senator Stevens of Markowski.
I don't know.
I need a letter from Stevens' community.
Okay.
All right, we're going to call this meeting back to order. Oh, the power. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so I'm going to collect the rejected ballots.
That one accepted. Where did the other act? Perfect.
All right, so this is going to go. At this point in time, I'd like you to all verify that the ballot box is empty.
Oh, a magic trick, huh?
Yes.
Did she have a bunny in there?
All right, so the next step is we are going to divide these into two. I'm going to have Shelly open some, Kyle, I'm going to have open some, Rachel and Jim, you're going to put them in the ballot box. Then we will give the ballot box a stir. If for some reason one comes out and it does not have the gray secrecy sleeve, please let me know. We will place it in a secrecy sleeve so it matches all of the other ballots in the ballot box.
So we're not looking at ballots, we're just...
Nope, you are taking them out. It should be the ballot inside the gray ballot secrecy sleeve, and that all goes into here. So I'm going to put this box right in between the two of you.
And that's probably why you were asking for the...
I don't want to set it on your left. Thank you. Yes, I only have one envelope opener, so...
You have one on my desk, one of those little guys?
Yes. Yeah. Would you be willing to grab that? Mm-hmm. And if you guys can wait till she gets back to start.
So,
oh, you stopped opening envelopes?
Oh, why not? I hadn't tried it.
Oh, nice. All right, begin.
It's not. Oh, wait a minute. That's good. So I opened it?
Try not to tear the ballot. Yes. I do have a pocket knife.
Yeah.
Would you like that? I don't know how to open it. All of mine need sharpening. I think it was the year before. Do you like the stickers? We bought stickers for the oath and affidavits, and it makes me very happy. I have big stickers for the special needs ones.
What were they before?
Well, they were supposed to be printed on the copier, but the bypass machine does not like those envelopes whatsoever. So it ended up being taped on oath and affidavits last year, and I think the year before that they were stapled, and it just did not look professional.
normally easy to do.
Opening them, like, were damaged because they stapled together, not because the city would.
And we're going to keep all of these envelopes. They actually go to Division of Elections for voter history, and then they get mailed back to us for our records. I can't tell. I don't know off the top of my head the retention time for them. Some retention is a year, some is 30 days. Other stuff is forever with elections. I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look.
When all of that's going to expire, it's not our copies of everything. You don't have a.
There's a lot of things that are going electronic. I actually have a training next week on digital record keeping. So there is definitely a movement that is going towards digitizing.
I love
paper as well. But there are some things that wouldn't be terrible to have it only digital.
All these, these photographs, these, shoeboxes full of photographs that are 100 years old and they're still with us. Crashing
flash drives. We don't have enough software here, but we're in.
Here, hold on one second. Replace that because we don't want to be able to tell which one was that was what envelope came out of. Going through to make sure I don't miss anything, so give me one moment. All right, before we get to the tallying, I forgot to show you, we have all of our ballot stubs in here. So they're all in there. If somebody really wants to take it upon themselves or put them in order, all the power to you. But I think unless we have an issue with numbers coming up correctly, we leave it be. All right, so from my council members, I need one volunteer to pull ballots and read the results. Rachel, she raised her hand before you started talking, sorry. And Jim, why don't you be her watcher?
Okay.
So you're going to look over her shoulder and make sure what she is saying is what is marked. So anything that delineates that you know that that person intended that vote is going to count. We do ask that it is an X, but in our code, it even stipulates a shaded in box, an asterisk, anything that you can tell that that is who they intended to vote for. I will have Shelly and Kyle be my talliers, and then Jay and Kim, if you could pick a tallier to look over, they will be your watchers. So it's going to take us a second to get set up. If you want to give that box a little shimmy shake, that'd be great. For our people who are writing, I have pencils for you. We do this all in pencils. At the top, you're going to write the seat number. I have in here one of the sample ballots, so you know the seat and who was the main candidate for it. You write that in the big number one. As we get write-ins, you will continue down with the write-in names. For each vote, you will put a tally. There's five that go in a box. When you get to the five, the watcher is going to say five. When you fill the next box and you get to the 10, if you can see those blue numbers, you will say 10. It is important that you say this out loud so we know that both groups are tracking and are getting the same results. If we're off, that's okay, but we might have to backtrack through. We'd rather know earlier than later. Does that make sense?
So these are two sets of teams looking at the same ballots?
You do not look. Rachel pulls it out. Oh. Oh, she's going to read seat B.
Okay.
Sally McLaughlin, seat whatever, you know. She'll name each seat number or each seat letter in the individual for the vote. I can help you walk you through it if you need it. It's fairly simple once we get going. You have four sheets to start. Once you get your headings on, you're going to kind of line your sheets up down four in a row, starting with B and then down.
Okay.
Do you have, is that a pencil?
Yeah. Okay. So I can go ahead and do these now.
Yeah, so you can get these set up, and both Jenny and Kim are very knowledgeable about how to fill these out, so they could also help you while we get set up.
B, right, so B is put under seat.
And I'm going to turn your mic on, too.
So B, it's sheet one.
This is the really
sheet one. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you would put in the B. Okay. Oh, wait, I guess we'll wait until she gets a bit. Okay.
Right. Let me know when everybody's ready to start.
An E. Mm-hmm. I'll do this in alphabetical order. Mm-hmm. Sheet one. Mm-hmm. F. Sheet one. And G. Should she write in Susan Warner?
Yes, you're going to write Susan Warner.
Anybody that's already listed?
Anybody who's already listed, correct.
Okay, so she's seat B. E is Sally McLaughlin. We need to put the in.
Nothing for Sarah.
Mm-hmm. I'm middle initial, do I? Michael Taylor. Do I have to do Michael S. Taylor?
That's right. No, just Michael Taylor's son. And then if you can, we'll have to put the year on the last one. But you see where it says election year? Mm-hmm. If you can put A, B for absentee, A, B, and then Q, I guess, and then 2024, just so we know that those.
And do all of that on all of
Yes, on all
A, B,
of
Q?
Yeah, for absentee voting and question ballot, because there wasn't anything else in there.
A, B, Q, 24.
Correct.
Or 2024? Okay. Let's go.
So as you read, when you come to a write-in, if you can pause so they can write and tally before we move on. Talliers, if you start getting behind or you feel like you're being rushed, just say pause and we'll pause and wait.
Okay.
All right, when you guys are ready, let us know.
Is she going to announce the seat?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Rachel. You can open it up and we'll get started.
I
just lift it up right now.
I shook it too
quick. You can put them in a pile.
Mm-hmm. Seat B, Susan Warner. Mm-hmm. Seat E.
Next.
C.E. Sven Hosen.
How do you spell?
S-B-E-N mm-hmm. H-O-O-S-E-N.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Since this is over the 100, okay.
C.F. Lucas Beck. And C.G. Michael Taylor.
Okay.
Seat B, Susan Warner.
Okay. What do I do if there's no mark?
And you're just going to say blank.
Okay. No seat E, no vote. Seat F.
Do I do? I don't. Okay.
Lucas mm-hmm. Beck. And seat G, Michael Taylor. Seat B, Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F, Lucas Beck. And seat G, Michael Taylor. Seat B, Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F, Deb Hemenway. That's H-E-M-E-N-W-A-Y.
And no G.
And seat G is Michael Taylor. I was just doing the one. Seat B, Susan Warner.
Five.
Seat E, Sven Hosen. Seat F, Lucas Beck. And seat G, Michael Taylor. Seat B, Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F, Lucas Beck.
Five.
And seat G, Michael Taylor.
Does that make more sense? Okay.
Seat B, Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F, Lucas Beck. And seat G, Michael Taylor. Seat B, Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin.
Five.
Seat F, Lucas Beck. Seat G, Michael Taylor. Seat B, Janusz Kuna. And that is J-A-N-U-S-Z.
Second name?
Kuna. K-U-N-A-T. And C-E is Crystal Sheikley.
With a C?
K.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
K-R-Y-S.
K-R-Y-S-T-A-L. And Sheikley is C-H-E...
S-H.
Oh, yeah, sorry. S-H-E-A-K... L-Y.
L-Y?
Correct.
Yeah, it might be an E.
It might be, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's L-Y, but
it's like a Y.
Yeah. And C-F is Deb Woodruff. And seat G is Kim Nay. Congratulations.
N-E-Y, yes.
You said seat G, was Kim?
Yeah. Seat G, correct. Right, seat B, Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F, Lucas Beck. And seat G, Michael Taylor. Seat B, Susan Warner.
10.
Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is blank. Seat G, Michael Taylor.
10.
Seat B, Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is blank, and seat G is blank. Seat B is Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is blank, and seat G is Michael Taylor. Seat B is Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F, Joe VanderZannen. And seat G is Michael Taylor. Seat B is Susan Warner. Seat E is Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is Lucas Beck. And seat G is Michael Taylor. Seat B is Susan Warner. Seat E is Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is Lucas Beck. And seat G is Michael Taylor. Seat B is blank. Seat E is Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is blank. And seat G is Michael Taylor.
15.
Seat B is Vince Schaefer.
S-H?
Correct.
S-C-H.
No, you're good. I didn't even do it.
E-F-E-R?
C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
I have a hard time reading this handwriting.
Yeah, look at the notes.
And C-E is Sally McLaughlin. C-F is Bruce Smith. And C-G is Michael Taylor. C-B is Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin.
15.
Seat F is Lucas Beck. And seat G is Michael Taylor. Seat B is Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is blank. And seat G, Michael Taylor. Seat B.
No? Can you actually do me a favor? Can you put it back in and mix it up?
Yeah.
You want to do the final?
I'll be the mixer.
Good job.
Seat B, Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F, Lucas Beck. And seat G is Michael Taylor. Seat B is Susan Warner. Seat E is Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is Don Walker. And seat G is Michael Taylor.
15, 20.
20. Seat B is Susan Warner.
20.
Seat E is blank. Seat F is Lucas Beck. And seat G is blank. Seat B is Susan Warner. Seat E is blank. Seat F is Lucas Beck. And seat G is Michael Taylor. Last one. Seat B is Susan Warner. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin. Seat F is Jen Williams, and that's with two N's. And seat G is Michael Taylor.
All right, so at this point, what we're going to do is I would first like, Shelly, if you can start with seat B and read, well, I guess you and your watcher are going to total them. In that far right-hand box is the total column. If you can put the total votes, that'll be our first step.
What do you want done with these votes?
I will take them.
Everybody that the box is empty?
Oh, it's 19.
Yes, thank you.
I go to bed. Felt like sure. I did.
Yeah. Thank you.
What sheet do you want? Or you guys one and we two or something?
So what I
guess if we had
sheet or... Oh, I
see. So if next
one of one.
It could be one.
If the two people who did each sheet, if you could sign the top corners.
In pen?
Pencil's fine. These ones are in pencil, I think. Maybe pen. Hold on, no pen. I take it back.
Signing anything in pencil.
So the tallier is the first line, the witness is the second line.
Is it just forcing the
spoon? No, there's a little lock. It was like it was going to bend, but it wasn't.
Did I see it in the mouth again? Yes. In the mouth.
Perfect.
All right, so the next thing that we're going to do. Yep. Kyle, if you can read out the seat, and then we're going to go down through the people with giving the name of the candidate and how many votes they got. And if you guys can double check and make sure your sheets match.
Seat B, Susan Warner, 22 votes. Janusz Kunot, 1 vote. Vince Schaefer, 1 vote. Seat E, Sally McLaughlin, 19 votes. Sven Husen, 2 votes. Crystal Sheikley, 1 vote. Seat F, Lucas Beck, 14 votes. Deb Hemingway, 1 vote. Deb Woodruff, 1 vote. Joe Vanderzanden, 1 vote. Bruce Smith, 1 vote. Don Walker, 1 vote. Jen Williams, 1 vote. Seat G, Mike Taylor, 22 votes. Kim Ney, 1 vote.
Okay. So from here, what I'm going to have us do, watchers, if you can still stay there, just because you've done this, been there before, I'm going to give each of the tallyers, and Rachel and Jim, if you want to look into, the more eyes, the better. We're going to then go through and total each seat together and go through our official results. So it'll be something like seat B, Susan Warner, 22 votes on absentee and question ballots, plus 105 for a total of 127. And then once we both agree, like you're going to do your little group, do your group, we'll say the number, both are the same, then we'll write it down.
So do we have the tally?
I'm going to give them to you. I just want to make sure you're paying attention first. I'm just joking.
I'm glad you got well. We've been a hard time.
Me too. So hold on. So you might want these in a moment as well. If you don't want to, if you want, instead of having to look at all the tallies, you guys have already compared and you have your preliminary results, so that might be easier. Or if you want to give one, you know, however you want to do it. But then I need you each to fill out one of these. So then let me give you a special pen.
Special.
So I would say whoever has the best handwriting is going to fill this out.
No. Sure. I haven't seen you yet.
Well, it's there. I mean, like a seventh grader.
You did fine.
It's not my best behavior.
We're gonna go ahead and do it now.
So we're So the first seat we will do will be seat B. So, and we're just going to do one line at a time. So the first person is going to be Susan Warner. So if you guys can look, come with the total votes that Susan Warner has between both of these days.
Okay, so we want 105 plus 22. You want to be our mathematician? We want to do it.
If you want to calculate, you can. If you want scratch paper, you can have it to you.
127. 127.
Sounds
we're good.
One moment. We're getting scratch paper.
I want to write 105 plus da da da.
Wait, why not? Can't you do it? Can't you write that? No, because it's.
No. It's just the total that goes on there.
Just the total.
Is that all we have?
I can do it with
I've made stranger errors.
The next one is that.
Okay. So, nope.
No.
So, the next thing we need to do is we need to see if there's anybody else that has 5 votes or more. So on seat B, did anybody get 5 votes or more on the absentee ballot?
Yeah.
And nobody had it on our on the election night, correct?
Yes,
So no,
less than 5.
5 or more.
No.
Okay, so now what we need to do.
Yeah, there were 5 or more. No.
Hold on, pause. Maybe I misspoke that in a weird way. So let me backtrack. So what we need to do is we need to look at the tally sheet from tonight. If anybody received five or more votes that was a write-in, do we have that?
No.
Okay, so the next thing we need to do is we need to add however many write-ins, which it looks like two, to our write-ins from the first night. So what? How many write-ins are you coming up with?
10, 10, 10.
Nope. So
that's
it's two.
Votes.
So it's
going to
be.
We had 10, 12, 11, 12 write-ins.
Okay.
But now we have 13, 14, 15.
So before you write, hold on. Before we write, I want to make sure we agree.
No.
Oh, you do want
to. And then we revert to
votes. Rough draft.
So, what are you guys coming up with? How many voters? It should be the first number on that results page. How many total voters?
12 total.
13.
Or candidates, I mean.
Two candidates, three votes.
Okay, but we need to add the two to the 10. So it should be 12 candidate write-ins for a total of 15.
Yep.
Really confused me now. Why do you get 12? All of
no. Them. 1, 2, add it to the 10.
Do you see that?
These right are now? Other write-ins.
Okay, yeah. So I guess I'm confused between what is the 10 and so the 3.
This is the total number of votes casted by
so it'll be,
for the total
have
number of write-ins.
12 write-ins.
So there were 12 write-in candidates who received a total of 15 votes is what it's going to be.
Okay. So, and what do we put on here? Same thing? Just, oh no, we have well, two write-in candidates.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, does that make sense to everybody?
12 and 15.
I understand.
Okay. So the next one, we have Sally McLaughlin, who received 19 votes today. And we need to add that to her 100. That's important.
We have 119 for Sally.
Okay, so how many do you guys have for Sally total?
119.
Mm-hmm.
127.
Okay, so from the first night, Lucas Beck received 5 votes, so his name is going to be written down next.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys should be checking everything I'm saying off of your sheets.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to look at tonight's. Did we have any write-ins who received 5 or more votes tonight?
No.
No. So we don't need to worry about writing in any other names. Mm-hmm. What we do need to do is we're going to take those 2 write-ins and mm-hmm. add it to our total from the first
6
night.
Total write-ins.
For 6 write-ins, for a total of, we need to add 3 to the 5, so it should be 8.
And then there'll be, there's 2 votes, there's 3 more, so we have 8 total votes.
With this,
I think we got it. We're halfway through.
Okay. Because these ones have, this is a long one, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Okay, so seat F. So Lucas Beck
64.
Had 64 from the first night mm-hmm. and 14 from tonight. So that's going to be a total of 78.
Mm-hmm. Jim Wagner will still
then
have 5.
Nobody from today had 5 votes. Mm-hmm. But Jim Wagner was a write-in from the first night. He received by 5 votes. So this is going to be the next name.
2, 3 total write-ins.
5, 6 plus 6, 4, 5, 6 plus 7, 31,
yep.
That's 17.
Yeah, 23.
We got it.
And then for total votes, there's
so 25 plus 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. All right. So what did you guys get for your numbers?
For our seat F. For seat F, Lucas Beck is 78, Jim Wagner 5. We have 23 total other write-ins and 31 total write-ins. Sorry.
Yep.
I read that weird.
Yep.
23
and 31.
All right. Our numbers align. Moving on to the next one, which is going to be Michael Taylor, who received 22 votes tonight and 93 last day.
Big math there. 115, is that right? 115,
but I'll let the math. for a total of 115 votes. Mm-hmm. We have Lucas Beck from the first night who had received 5 votes, so he'll be on the next line. And then we didn't have any write-ins from tonight who received 5 or more votes. We do need to add our one write-in with 1 vote.
Mm-hmm. 17 write-ins.
Mm-hmm. Or 17. If on the propositions and questions, if you could write NA, because we did not have any on our ballot this year, that would be wonderful.
Would I write NA?
All right, so this next part is where it can get a little more crazy, but I don't think it's going to because we're nice and organized this year. This is the part where I would love it if a scratch paper person could do these first. Let's make sure it adds up so we're not rewriting all of another page. So there were a total of 300 ballots made this year. As you can see, this is our paper that shows that we had 31 that were absentee, 19 in our first packet, and then there are packets of 50 for a total of 300. So that 300 is correct. I'm making a big deal about that because I forgot to change it on the last one. So we're up to date on that. So total polling day, properly casted ballots, that would have been on election day, was, I believe, 128, but you guys with this preliminary results, please check me because I don't have a copy of that in front of me. Yep.
128.
Mm-hmm. So unused or destroyed ballots, that is also on there, and that is the 140.
Oh. No, wait a minute.
No,
no?
That's not that. That's not
that. Spoiled.
That's
171. That's I'm sorry. 171. I know. That's why I need 8 people here to double check. So total absentee ballots is going to be 31. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Don't take that.
Question.
It's going to be 25.
Total only not returned would be just 1 was
returned. Hold on. We're just going to do this. You ready? These are all of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 21, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
What about the one that was rejected?
That, I believe that will go in the bottom, but that's why I want to work this out because having it set up this way is new. So absentee ballots cast is going to be, I believe that's 25. Let's work this through. Accepted is 25. Rejected is 1. Absentee ballots not returned. Let me grab the paper. I believe it is 6. Let me. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 not returned.
We're at the 31. Got it.
This is giving me.
Wait, what? So how many of those rejected? So I believe it should be the total absentee ballots where it says cast should be 31. And then we're accounting for how they have them. The accepted is the 25, rejected is 1, 6 not returned.
So that's 32.
Returned.
26 and 20, 6.
25 were accepted. 1 rejected is 26.
6 more not returned.
It's 32.
It's 32.
Oh, you're counting as you're saying.
Well,
but you're counting.
I said the question ballot was in there.
Yeah.
That's why here.
We counted that twice. Got it.
Here, I can pull it out and show you. It was the question ballot. So,
so we
24. We're, this is why we're working it out on paper first.
Let's start from.
Okay, you ready? So total absentee ballots cast, 31. Okay. Accepted, 24. Mm-hmm. Rejected, 1. With 6 not returned.
Got it.
And that should, those three should equal the larger number on top. I might tab these or make a line bold next year. I think that would help with knowing the totals.
There we go. You got it?
Yeah,
because not all those were on, when you, they were not all on here. Those are numbers you were giving him to total. Is that right?
Correct. Not all of those, because these were all from tonight.
Right.
I believe on there we just have that there were 31 absentee mm-hmm. ballots.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Total question ballots, 1. Mm-hmm. Disposition accepted, 1. Rejected, 0. That adds up. That one's easy. All right. Special needs cast, 0, 0, 0, 0.
So if there were 128 votes cast on election day, 171 that were unused, spoiled, and then another 31, that totals 320, but I think I thought you said you printed 300 ballots.
Hold on, let me finish this and then we'll go there.
Yeah.
Give me a minute. Okay. Because I might have looked at the wrong number upside down on there. So spoiled ballots, we didn't have any. Remember our nice little blank spoiled ballots. And so the numbers, let me see.
No destroyed, no spoiled, no destroyed. 171 unused.
I'm tracking the whole way.
Okay, so
thank you for that.
That 171 is wrong because that's including the 31 absentee ballots. That is not the same number. So we want it to be the 140, which is on here under the unused ballots on polling day. So that is the correct number to take from here.
So we're changing 171 to 1.
Correct.
I think it should be
good catch, Jim.
Marking.
No, that's still correct because mm-hmm. those are the total that we couldn't account for that day. It's a little goofy because we do the absentee ballots later, but yet we have to account for them still with total ballots on the preliminary. Okay.
And that adds up to 300.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Okay.
Wow.
So now we are going to write this in. Are we? Is everybody in agreement that those numbers are correct and accurate?
Line item number 7 is supposed to be 300, correct?
Correct.
All totals out.
Yes. Okay. And next year, I will make a note to bold or tab over the totals, the grand mm-hmm. totals, so that way we have our subtotals and our grand totals for each heading. Would that make this easier for next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So total day, polling day, properly cast ballots. Is this today's or is this yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to fill this out.
Even nobody's tuned in for.
Okay.
So I can't believe nobody's tuning in for this.
Oh, yeah, right.
You have the numbers. That
3 years ago, there was almost 100 people.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You need to tell us.
So total polling day, properly cast ballots. That's the 128, correct?
Right.
Is that what you have, Rachel? Mm-hmm. Okay. Unused or destroyed ballots, that's going to be the 140. Absentee ballots cast is 31.
Mm-hmm.
Accepted, 24. Rejected, 1. Ballots not returned, 6. Total question ballots cast, 1. Accepted, 1. Rejected, 0. Special needs is 0, 0, 0, 0. Spoiled ballots, 0. And the top numbers should add to 300. Please add it again one more time. Did anybody happen to see the time we came back from recess?
It's 300.
No. It's almost 8 o'clock. What time do you guys think? An hour?
You know when you started the recess? It was about 5 minutes.
I don't know when I started it. Did anybody have to send a text message for a recess?
I don't think it did.
1, 6, 6, 2.
You got some weird numbers here.
2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4. No. So look, these are the numbers you're doing. Mm-hmm. So 128.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's do this. 128.
Plus 140. Plus 31. Plus 1.
Equals 300.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because this is just telling you, correct. It's just telling you how were those 31 ballots. So if you can put that bottom number in. All right. So I believe we have a motion. Are you forgetting the one question ballot?
Oh, yeah.
So. Mr. Muscoviac, could you make a motion?
Yeah.
It's the very last one on page 2. I'll sign that after the motion to accept it.
Okay. I move that the Election Review Board accept the tally of ballots as tallied and certify the report of election results.
This is Kyle Bishop. I'll second.
It's been moved by Councilmember Muscoviac to accept the tally of ballots as tallied and certify the report of election results, and seconded by Councilmember Bishop. Councilmember Taylor will abstain once again. Going on to Councilmember Muscoviac.
Yes.
Councilmember Bishop.
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick.
Yes.
Madam Mayor.
Yes.
Motion passes. At this point in time, the mayor and myself will sign the final results in front of you guys, as well as our certificate of elections for the 4 individuals. Those being Susan Warner for Council Seat B, Sally McLaughlin for Council Seat E, Lucas Beck for Council Seat F, and Michael Taylor for Council Seat G.
And what were the tally of ballots was completed between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Well, it's 7:57 right now for the end time. When do you think we started tallying votes? About an hour ago?
Yeah.
Give or take?
Yeah.
So I would say start at 7 p.m.
Okay. Start at 7 p.m. Yeah, 7:57 p.m.
Okay. And then we will need to do the same on your guys' copy.
What time?
7. Here, I'll have you fill it out. Oh, we need this. So it's going to be 7 p.m. to 7:57 p.m. You guys want to look at each other's or compare them? I think we're good because we had enough people looking.
First.
I had the October 1st. All right, and then Madam Mayor, if you can sign these 4, and please check. It does not list the seat, just lists the individual.
Thank you.
rather I date on this one.
Yeah, did you get the date change on both?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Thank you all. Thank you, especially Kim and Jay, for coming out and volunteering more time. Congratulations,
okay.
Mike. And Madam Mayor, if you could officially adjourn our meeting.
Okay, let me see what time it is here.
With no further business.
Looks like.
Did my scratch paper go in the official?
We're good. Thank you, though.
Okay, with no further business, this meeting is adjourned at 8 p.m.